Here is the first question from Uta from Australia. Dear Jim, in your opinion, is it true that a few people will ascend on 11-11-11 and take Earth with them into the magnetic pole shift around this time, too? Thank you.
No, it doesn't work that way. There will be, there may be people ascending. This body people I'm talking about have an enormous capacity to do that. However, what does ascending mean? And so this whole last hour, I've just explained what ascending means. Basically stepping into a fully conscious, higher consciousness, being able to have a set of tools such as the eighth, the ninth, the tenth ray, to summon energy into a physical construction. Now, that could be as simple as I'd like an apple to appear in my hand, and the apple appears. That is much more at the moment on the lines of beginning to hold higher levels of consciousness that may basically change how food is experienced by everybody on the planet, how the structure of the old third dimension as it's falling apart has conscious concepts of shift available to it to create an ease in transition. So will people ascend? I'm going to say maybe, yes, no. I don't have an opinion as to absolutely 12 are going. But what I will tell you is the Earth will not pole shift. You will not have a physical change in the Earth at that level. As this 11-11 event occurs, the piece that I know we are directed at playing with is going to change the dynamics of the magnetic and the gravitational fields of the Earth. That doesn't mean earthquakes. That doesn't mean anything changes in terms of something bad or challenging. It just simply means that this progression of evolution is going to take a very large leap forward, and a lot of change will happen. Whether change is in the instant, that's visible, you know, I don't know. I don't know what that looks like at the moment.
Jim, here's a question from Anna in Switzerland. I took level two a little while ago, and I'm interested in level... No, I took level one a little while ago, and I'm interested in level two. What are the soul extensions? Are they past lives?
Soul extensions, some will call them soulmates. A soulmate, well, let me break them down. Soulmates are not what you think they are. A soulmate, well, soul extensions, the soul was created by the Creator, and it wants to know itself just like you want to know yourself. And the soul has created numbers of creations from itself. There are 12 creations that are just like you. And so they're not roaming the earth, I don't believe, as you are in this moment. They are 12 aspects of your model, if I could, that the soul is learning through. And so the soul sends them out. She wants to know herself. And there's one in this universe, and there's one in this dimension, and there's one on this planet. There may be another one on another planet. There may be one in a different time zone. So if you were to meet a soulmate, particularly at this point in the game, you probably wouldn't be very enamored with the soulmate because you're so passionate about doing your job that you would be so magnetically attracted, but you would be wanting to get on with your work. And so so soulmates are very different than people looking for the love of their life. They would find the love of their life in a soulmate in that kind of circumstance because they are so much like each other. The soulmate that is the love of my life is really much more the twin flame in this conceptual realm. Many times the twin flame, which is an aspect of you, soulmate-wise, if you would, that kind of energy, doesn't take a body at the same time you do, and you don't take body at the same time that that other component does. And you guide one another through the process. As this evolutionary step we're talking about happens, the access to the soulmate really begins to be merged, the two of you, in this fifth dimensional consciousness. The need to play the game of separation, male body, female body, male body, male body, female body, female body, however the soulmate plays it out in a third and fourth physical dimension, will start to very radically change in the fifth dimension, where I said you begin to blend your masculine and your feminine consciousness. A lot of that will also be that twin flame consciousness blending. That's a...
Jim, here's a question from Heather. I've just finished your level one class. Beautiful. How can I contribute to your activities of 11-11-11? I'm somewhere else during that day and at that time.
Well, the simple answer is, and I'm going to try to put something together for everybody who asked that question, is walk that day with your intention of being matched to this energy. It's just an intention. And in level one, I touch on it. Level two, I touch on it a lot. You'll hear me say, put your attention in the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension. And to a great extent, you go, huh, what does that mean? And so I say, don't think. Just if there was a fourth dimension, what would that be like? But without really asking the question, I'm just going to put my attention on the top of that hill because I'm curious what snow and waterfalls and a mountain and a valley looks like. Now, I have no idea what it looks like, but I'm just going to put my attention over there and then let my curiosity deliver the answer. So in a simple way, you want to just put your attention with that group of people on 11-11 and match their energy. So a simple way of matching energy is you look at somebody, and if you made your crown chakra blue, or better yet, you look at them, this is where many don't think you're clairvoyant, but play, make it up, pretend, great words for clairvoyance because it allows you to experience it. And you look at their crown chakra and you say, what color is it? It's blue. So don't question whether you're right or you're wrong. Just have the intention of matching their crown chakra. That one little simple action actually allows you to begin to communicate with that person in a much smoother way every time. In this case, just match your crown chakra to the energy pattern of that group sitting in 11-11 and have an intention to experience it. And you will.
Jim, I have several people asking about how to enroll in level two, and so I'll just explain it right now instead of typing it out to six or seven people here. How you do it is you go to the website, masteringalchemy.com, and you log in, upper right-hand corner, username and password, and then you go to the store, and you'll see in the store there's level two, and there's a couple options. There's a payment plan, and there's a pay in full option, and also option for couples. But you have to, the trick is you have to log in first, because otherwise the store won't recognize that you've taken level one and you won't see level two there. So, Jim, here is a question from Charles in Australia. I also took level one, and I'm thinking about level two in November. Jim, I'm a slow learner. If I go at my own comfortable speed, will I fall behind and lose out on something?
Well, let me define slow learner for you. Is because I as a spirit haven't been able to fit into the structuring of the game that is controlling how I live my life, and I didn't fit in, and they didn't like me, and I just couldn't quite figure out this thing called math or algebra as they were telling me, I obviously am a slow learner and not very smart. Now, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody, starting with me. The only word that my father and teachers knew of me in grammar school was stupid. And yet, I was very far from stupid. Yet, the system doesn't recognize us as what we are. So in this work, it's not about, especially if you did level one, and you just allowed yourself to play at it and begin to be curious. Play and curious are really foundational words here. The other big piece, think. Don't try to figure it out. If you're a real good thinker, your thinking is going to be what is going to get in your way more than anything. And so the way level two is laid out, it really is not very challenging to your intellect unless you try to bring your intellect in and figure out what does he mean when he says look at the wall but don't go to the wall. Now if you start thinking about what I could possibly mean by that, you will be sitting there for a long time. But if you could just be in the center of your head in the higher mind and be aware of the wall but not be over there looking at it, you got it. And so these concepts are not complicated and require no intellectual thinking. They just simply say, because you're working from the outside in the first half of this, if you'll just kind of follow the dotted line and be curious, you're going to start to find many changes occur. And the way you usually find is like, oh, wow, I didn't do this. In fact, I haven't done that thing for a couple of weeks. And you'll realize something happened, but it didn't just kind of clunk you on the head and go, aha, now I get it. So the concept of being a slow learner or not smart does not really apply here. And in fact, more often than not, if you will just play and be curious, that's those words begin to take hold. And they're important to play in. And now you'll see one of the reasons why they're there. Certain, capable, commanding, present, senior, as in seniority. See, if you can feel those words, you've created a platform that says, I'm capable, I'm certain, I can do this, there's no challenge here, I'm happy. Weave those words into a tapestry and then wrap yourself in it. You cannot be slow and you cannot be stupid. And what other people think of you is none of your business, because your business. And so as you begin to do your thing, following this kind of little yellow brick road here, you're going to find you end up in a place that has quite a bit of awareness to it. And so that would be how I would try to define the answer to the question.
Great. So I have a couple of people here, Jim, asking about level two. And Martha, I'll ask Martha's question. She's asking, how do I sign up for level two? The course at Cira starts in February, not in November. So I can answer that. And there's a couple ways, Martha, that we can do this if you're not ready for November. What you can do is purchase November and then email me and let me know, oh, this isn't for November. This is really for February. And then I'll keep you to the side, make a note. And so when February starts, I'll put you in our little group. The other option is once the November class starts on November 1st, then in the next couple weeks, I'll add the February class. So you can go back to the store mid-end of November, and February will be there, and you can enroll then. So either way will work. And you can always email me at service@masteringalchemy.com to explain what you want to do. Very easy. We're here. Jim, here is a question from Aram in British Columbia. What is consciousness? My understanding is it is a simple awareness of self, but how would one explain what it really is without using all those buzzwords we've heard for so many years now? Thank you.
You know, consciousness, I would say, is the simple awareness of the creator being aware of itself. You're an aspect, a creative aspect of creator. In your heart, there is a spark of the creator. And the creator basically said, I wish to know myself in my fullness. And so I'm going to take pieces of myself and send them out into all that is. And your job is to turn over all the rocks and experience who I am as creator. And that consciousness of the creator is what is in each one of us. But in this game, this third dimensional game, and third dimension isn't just on this planet. There are many aspects of how third dimension are played out. In fact, many different stories of third dimension throughout many different aspects of universes. This particular aspect that we're playing in has a slant to it that, in my simpleness, some of you have heard me say this before, the creator said, I want to play the game in a little different way. And so I'm looking for volunteers to put a bag over their head and go down there and bump around in the darkness. You're going to forget me, and you're going to forget you, and see if you can find your way back. Now, I'm being funny, but the reality is I'm not being funny at all. Yes, I'll play. And so here we are trying to really find out what the creator is and what we're doing here and how does it work. But those answers are not answerable in the third dimension. The third dimension is a puzzle box, being simple, that is a loop. And the only way you can get out of the puzzle box is to stop playing the game. And so you get into present time. You observe the game without going to the game. You begin to use those fourth dimensional tools, choose the game as you want to play it, present time, and recognize the rules of the third dimension aren't necessarily the rules of the fourth dimension. And as you do that, you begin to just start to vibrate in a fourth dimensional space. It's going to be, as you look back, it's going to be so simple, but you're looking back from a fully conscious place going, wow, that was a clever game. The great part is when you look back and say that was a clever game, you won't have ignorance of the pain and the suffering and the fear. Because when you're that conscious to see the structure of the game, you have stepped fully out of the game. And that's what's happening right now. So consciousness is really about knowing the creator, as the creator is knowing itself. And that's found in the heart, in that still point. And it's found in the unified field that begins to happen. Oh, there was one part I didn't tell you, the really cool part, one of the cool parts, is this chakra system that we have, that we, you know, have a lot of awareness of, many of us have. The reality is the chakra system is extremely fractured and broken. And it's divided into two components that don't play well with one other, with each other. And so in this level three piece, 2-3 months into this, there will be an instruction by Michael and Gabriel and a very conscious template that will be infused with you, by you and them, into your consciousness, and you will reconfigure the lower four chakras into singular disks of consciousness, conscious light. It's from that place that you begin to create the unified field of consciousness. You've already changed the You've already changed the upper aspect of chakras into a whole different configuration. And it's then you begin to put a singular field of consciousness with the lower three chakras. And that's the process of merging the mental, the emotional, physical body to a great extent. And then you merge that unified field with the higher consciousness in the unified field. And at that point, you basically become very fully accessible to everything. That's the point where this level, that's this set of sessions that is leading up to 11-11. They've already put the chakras back together, and they are now at the point of creating that final unified field of consciousness. So, sorry, forgot to tell you that, but that was really exciting stuff.
Jim, here's a question from Kathleen. The level one training, is it pure lecture or is it experiential?
Experiential. See, I'm not interested in you doing how I do it. I'm really interested in you knowing what it means to put that rose up at the edge of your aura and then stand on your side of it and talk to somebody on the other side of it. I'm really interested in you bringing this field of light, I didn't say this either, bringing this field of light that you're now sitting in up to 90% of the speed of light as it's defined in physics. Now, that sounds like a lot from physics, but it's not a big deal at all. It's not a hard thing to do. And so you basically start stepping out of these third, it's very experiential. I will point you, but I won't lecture to you at all. I hope I don't lecture to you at all. Do I lecture to them? I hope that helps.
Okay, you know, I have a lot of really great questions here, and if we don't get to yours, I want to apologize. I'm sorting and filtering and typing as fast as I can here, so please forgive me if we miss yours. Jim, here is a question from Barb. Jim, is everyone experiencing physical discomforts that show up out of the blue? They may disappear and then reappear.
Yes. Everybody is being reconfigured right now. These levels of light that are coming in from the sun, the coronal mass ejections, the solar flares, these bursts of X-rays and gamma radiation from the center of the galaxy, that all just goes right through you, the DNA coding system, so that you begin. If I was to, the best answer is you're in a chrysalis. You have very clearly left being the caterpillar, and you're very much on the way to being the butterfly. But in the chrysalis, you don't look like anything. There's no definitions. And so, to a great extent, that's what's going on. These waves of energy that are passing through you, many of them where there is discomfort in the body, is simply where you're holding, I'm not okay, and I'm going to continue to be not okay. I don't want to deal with this. And that wave of light is saying, well, here, let me help you. I'm going to just push a little harder until you decide to let go of this. And that's the kind of pain that people are experiencing. And it's on multiple levels. It's dizziness, it's aches and pains, it's specific discomfort, and then it's just gone. And so that is, yes, everybody is going through that at one level or another.
Jim, here's a comment from Roxanne. I'm so excited about this. I'm so ready. For years, I've been wondering how to take these next steps towards becoming a light being, and I knew it was coming. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. And here is a question from Gail. Does one have to take the classes if I've done work with other teachers, such as Drunvalo Melchizedek, Merkaba is activated, in contact with my higher self, activated pineal, and working with pituitary gland, etc.? Can one just skip level 1 and level 2 and attend 12, 12, 12?
No. That information, Drunvalo's information, wonderful information, and it's not in the same templated configuration of that is being directed by the archangels. There's nothing right or wrong or better or worse, or this works and that doesn't work, or that works and this doesn't work. There's none of that. It's as if you want to now become a specific kind of engineer, and you're saying, but I've been to engineering 101. Now I would like to just graduate. And I would love to say yes, but the answer is no. And when you take these classes, when I have talked to other people who have had the same class question in the past, and they've said, I'm going to take this, I've said, keep me and post it. I want to know if this is different and if you have a different body of information when you get to this point. And in the three times that it has occurred, all three times they said, this is just very different. So I would like to say yes, but the answer is no.
Jim, here's a question from Angela in Mexico that I can answer. She's asking, in level 2 and level 3 classes and in 11-11 and 12-12 gatherings, is it necessary to physically come to Idaho? And Idaho is where Jim and I are living. No, it's not necessary at all. Jim used to travel, both of us used to travel around the world, and mostly around North America for several years offering this information, but it really got too expensive. People were flying in from Sweden and Netherlands and Australia, and it really got too expensive for them. So we decided to just do as much as we can on the internet to make it less expensive for you all. And so level two and level three are a combination of webinars, live webinars with Jim, and also a classroom where you go in every week and you get your classes. And 11-11 and 12-12 are not in Idaho. They're actually in Arizona, and they are the live events for all the MA people that are eligible. So I hope that answers your question. Anything else, Jim?
Yeah, let me add something, too, because some people say, well, this is a recording, and it was done in the past. So is it in present time? You will feel every one of these recordings are done only in present time. There is no past or future to the vibrational fields that you step into with these classes. It's as if you step into a room and there's all the information as if it was the first time it was spoken, which it is. And the really interesting part is you actually are getting more than the people who heard it 6 months ago, because they have progressed on and they've created a different vibrational field of their experience that now just basically begins to be integratable in your experience. But everything is as if it was this live in the moment. And if you will sit down and say, okay, I'm ready, you will hear it as it was spoken every single time in all of the vibrational patterns. There's nothing in the past. There is no past or future for this to be taught in. It's when you sit there, that teacher shows up.
Jim, here's a question from the Vitri in California. Thank you, Jim. I love your teachings. Are there crystals being opened at increments on these special dates, 11-11-11, 12-12-12, etc.?
Yeah, particularly the Atlantean crystals that Tiburon is doing work with, that's very real. These crystals are enormous crystals. They are very much being activated. There are numbers of them all around the world. And as these triple dates happen, and ever since 1-1-1, 2001, these various crystals, which hold an enormous intelligence, they just have been being stepped up. And 12-12-12, the major nine crystals will all be activated. They all activated. There are 12 of them. And there is a harmonic resonance of consciousness that will bring about a shift. Now, one of the things that's very fascinating to watch is if everything stayed on that original timetable, the shift would have occurred as these crystals basically all turned on, the ending beginning point, the Mayan calendar end, however you want to look at that moment that something is supposed to happen. But in fact, that moment is now every moment, depending on where you are an experience of this shift coming to a conclusion. So there will be a lot of people that will, what you would be experiencing in the past, what 12-12-12 was supposed to be, is already happening right now and or on an 11-11. So there's a tremendous acceleration of this energy. But 12-12-12 will be an interesting point of reference from a future point when you look back, just like you remember Y2K at the year 2000 when the, 2000 happened, everything was going to happen. Well, Y2K was the third dimensional point of reference. And now when you look back, did something happen in the year 2000? Absolutely. Something really big happened that brought about this whole next wave that we're now in. 12-12-12 will occur and something very significant will happen. And it won't be something where you have to wait 10, 15 years to look back. It'll be pretty instantaneous, and in that year you'll be very aware that you're not the same person anymore.
Jim, I have 1, 2, 3 people asking a similar question that I can answer, and the question goes something like, how often does level 2 and level 3 occur? And the answer is every 3 months. So we have a level 2 and a level 3 happening this November, and then February, and every 3 months after that. And so I hope that answers the question. Jim, here is a question from Margie in Ontario. Jim, I love your YouTube about Occupy Wall Street and the one about the fourth dimension. Thank you for all you do. My question is, in level 1, you taught us how to go to the sanctuary of the pink diamond. Is this something I can do every day, and what else can I do there?
You're supposed to, that's where you live. It's not a sit down and meditate and go visit this. It's the same thing where when you begin to stay on your side of the rose, when you elevate the speed of that those fields to 90% of the speed of light, when you begin to really get what I mean by don't go to the wall, but be aware of the wall, or be aware of the room, but don't move. Don't move is a big deal. As you begin to get these concepts consciously, just like the pink diamond, it's where you live. You basically begin to merge that higher mind and the sanctuary of the pink diamond into a singular point of consciousness. It's the consciousness, the reverence, the sense of well-being that begins to come from that. It's the sanctuary of the pink diamond is the higher heart, the sacred heart. In physical terms, it's the thymus gland in the physicalness of the body. That's not quite accurate, but that's what people would define it in a physical level. But these are enormous consciousnesses. It would be again as saying, well, that's Stanford University over there, as in looking at a bunch of buildings, but what happens on a level of consciousness from those buildings is just immense. So this is a place not to visit. This is a place to live. And all of these tools are not for just when you remember or you have a crisis. These are tools that basically, it's almost as if when you live in these, you don't take this literally, and sometimes it's very literal, you almost become invisible in the third dimension because you're not vibrating in those levels of push and shove and conditionality. And so as you begin to hold these higher fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional vibrations, your whole presence changes. It's literally you are in the world, but you're not of the world. You walk right through places. Nobody even sees you.
Jim, here's a question from Lori. I'm in that place of not reacting, observing instead, yet I'm experiencing being a lot more sensitive to the noise and the energy. Is this due to my auric field not being, quote, strong enough?
No, it's due to you becoming more conscious. So now you're not engaged. You've pulled your energy into that vibrational field of the octahedron, of the staying on your side of the rose. What happens is all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, this is the noisiest place. But just a minute ago, you were that. So this is where the places you start to recognize it and then get amused by it without engaging in it. It's like, oh wow, this is really noisy. You simply stop engaging with it. This is also the point where this is a challenge for some. You begin to lose your friends. Now, hear this really clearly. Those that you were just a minute over there in that noise that you don't even recognize that now is outrageous to you is where your friends are sitting. And so now it's that place where often I'll say when you find a new truth, it's very hard to go back and live the old truth. And so hanging out with some of those same people is not as interesting. It's painful sometimes watching all the talking about how bad things are and how bad their cancer is. And it's just noise. And it's very hard to hang out in that noise. And they don't want to hang out with you anymore because you're not noisy anymore. You're not like me anymore. You're different now. And in a way, it's like, I want what you have, that quiet, peaceful point of reference, but I can never have that. So would you please just go away so I don't have to see you, they'll say, because I want that, but I don't know how to get out of my own noise. So this is a challenging moment, not a pain, not a deal killer type of moment in any way, but just know that you are moving on. They're fine, and many of them will follow you, but at the moment, I can't hang out in this noise anymore. And you'll just start to find others of like mind and other places that hold more beauty and elegance. And it's like a deep breath. It's like, oh, I like this. This feels good. It's a transition. You're in transition.
Jim, here's a comment, kind of a question from Pamela. This info is really on spot for me today. I was weeding flower beds, and I realized that death is actually the only thing that someone cannot take from you, since it's not a physical thing, and it's only one's personal experience. Now I know I can let go of even that myself. How cool. Thank you both very much. This is so much fun playing with you.
Great observation. I'm not going to linger on that death piece, but I'm going to tell you quietly, it is not something you have to do. And as you begin to step into these vibrational levels of conscious awareness and the volumes of information that you start to experience and the choices and the understandings that you begin to draw to you as you step into this fifth dimensional reality, all of a sudden things that were absolutes in the third dimension aren't even a necessary consideration to hold on to any longer. And the ability, the necessity to die is one of those. I'm not going to sell you that one. I'm just going to leave it there. But you will find, you will know, you will understand this concept.
Jim, here's a question from Annie in California. Are there other groups on the planet involved in this transformation of, quote, the door for everyone to walk through toward ascension?
There are a lot of groups doing a lot of puzzle pieces. And I have to believe that there are others assisting in this puzzle piece. But as I'm defining this piece of work and what the agreement is with the archangels, there is not an awareness that I have that others are doing this specific path in this specific puzzle piece. It is not necessarily better than anything. It's just a puzzle piece that you can choose to play in. A result will be that that mass consciousness will have a vibrant path of light to follow. Some will come running, jumping, screaming through that pathway and that doorway, and others will continue to linger for a little while as they choose to believe they have to unravel themselves and figure it out. And then in the middle, there will be many that will just be progressing, but all will progress far more quicker than anybody ever perceived possible in the higher realms.
Okay, here is a question from Alan. What about Mother Earth ascending? By 1111, don't you think we're going against its free will? What about Mother Earth ascending too?
Mother Earth is driving the ascension process. The 1111 work is a, from what we specifically are doing, 1111, at the request of the Ascended Masters and the Archangel, is holding and assisting a vibrational frequency from these higher dimensions in such a set of configurations that the Earth can grab a hold of this, utilize it, and very much take a large step of acceleration. Now, we're not the only ones that will be doing it. As I mentioned, that group that's playing with Tiburon, for example, are going to be turning those crystals on and holding a vibrational relationship to the Earth. There will be many, many groups. Patricia Cotarobles is doing a huge thing that has a relationship to the Earth. So to a large extent, everybody is holding their attention on opening that pathway where humanity can step out of the way of the Earth, so the Earth birthed herself, and then we get to go for the ride. So the Earth's role is just very, very right up at the top of the list to assist the Earth. And the Earth is very grateful.
Okay, here is a question from Eric. Thank you both for all you're contributing to the shift of consciousness. I'm working through level one, and your work has helped me to remember immensely. Lately, my appetite has been voracious. Is this related to the shift? Also, do you have any tips for keeping the body warm during the upcoming cold months?
Yes, lots of coats and sweaters. It's a very advanced technique. No, joking. There are some interesting things that happen with the body temperature levels. As you begin to bring in some of this light, the core of the body gets cold. I mean, sometimes I get cold, and so I look showers or go sit in a sauna that we have just to basically bring the core of my body into a warmth state. So that's my experience, what I do in wearing heavier clothes even around the house. As much as possible. So that's the cold side. What was the first part of that question, Rick?
Oh, voracious appetite.
Oh, yes. That's a mixed bag. Some people will just simply kind of stop eating. I'm not hungry. You know, I'll have a sandwich during the day, or I'll have a bowl of cereal, or I'll you know, eat a banana. And that satisfies them. Oh, and just they have to keep eating. There's no particular right answer, and I don't know what triggers that. It's your own internal pictures and makeups and needs. And so there's no particular, this is the answer that I would have.
Okay, here's a question from Kathleen. How do these teachings relate to clearing karma?
You know, karma is a very interesting thing. If you sit down and get very quiet and very clear, and you call on the Ascended Masters, there is a very specific group of Ascended Masters, and there's a huge clearing that seems to, will sound funny mechanically, but somewhere between about the 10th of December and about the 10th, 12th of January, on the Ascended Master level, there are specific Ascended Masters that are very much focused on clearing karma. At this point, there is no need for karma in your body at all. If you sit and get very quiet and basically raise your vibration up and very focused, call on the Ascended Masters, Kuan Yin, call on Pallas Athena, El Moria, Serapis Bay. These are all Ascended Masters. They all participate, as well as many more, in that karma clearing. But if you would just simply ask for that karma to be cleared, karma is no longer a relevant part of the game. This ascension is moving too rapidly. You don't have time to go and fix that little piece and find that little bounce. There are other means of doing that. And this fourth, fifth, sixth ray in level two, it just simply cleans the whole patterns out that holds karma in place. So it's not necessary anymore. And you don't have to take anything that I do. Sit down, get quiet, get into a very focused state of well-being, call on the Ascended Masters, and ask for their assistance. and then believe it happened and get about your business of being happy.
Okay, Jim, here's a question from another Barb. Jim, can you give us any updates on weather patterns?
Yes, this is science, this is not spiritual. There are four major volcanoes that are erupting. One in Iceland, one in Alaska, one in the Kamchatka Peninsula right across from Alaska, and one in Chile. Those have produced a very high level of ash and sulfur dioxide that's now in the stratosphere, not a good place, because that is so fine and there's no gravity structure in there that they float. They don't drop out. There's no rain created in the stratosphere that drops dirt out. It's reflecting back much of the sun, plus a couple of other things come into play. There is a La Nina that's in process that is cooling the Pacific Ocean. And because of these volcanoes, the Arctic Circle is being configured differently. So everywhere you had weather last year, the Atlantic was very cold, the Europe was very cold, the East Coast of the United States, very cold. That is going to continue and multiply. Areas in the Caribbean, the southern part of the United States, aspects of Africa, aspects of Australia are going to see those same drought-related conditions. Southern hemisphere, the summer that's coming, northern hemisphere, the winter that's coming. It's going to be more of the same, and the cold is going to be colder this time around, scientifically. The changes in the jet streams and the ocean currents are directly related to the sun's electromagnetic solar flares and the change of the magnetic field around the Earth. Weather will be as weather has been last year for the next 4 or 5 years continuing, unless the shift does something that is not predictable. But pure science, weather, meteorology, go by cold, go by warm clothes, and the drought areas are going to begin to be hotter and have higher levels of drought. So that's what the science is saying. Some very, very spiritual, scientific people that are professional meteorologists and weather climatologists that have been doing this for a long time, highly respected. I subscribe to their newsletter, very pricey. And so does the commodity boards and the growers of cotton and wheat all over the world subscribe to these people. And that's what they're saying.
Jim, here's a really great question from both Dorothy and Kathleen. What's the significance in term of the shift in consciousness of the end of the Mayan calendar, which some calculate to be October 28th, 2011?
Well, this is a great question. And Carl Kalaman, it was on a conversation with Jim that we had in March, I think on March 2nd, and March 9th is when that ninth wave went into play. And he said, watch this, this is going to be very abrupt, and the earthquake in Japan occurred immediately. The Mayan calendar, as I've watched his prediction all through this period of time, you've seen the Arab Spring and the uprisings in the population saying they want their freedom. You've seen the economies, which I've said all along, watch this period of time. All these things are now accelerating quite a bit, and we're coming into the end of October 28th, which is his calculation of when this should end. There's no end and there's no beginning. There will be an it's like watching the second hand hit midnight, hit the 12, and then it hits 12 and 1 second, and it just keeps going. But there's a sense in our consciousness that what happens after midnight is different than what happens before midnight. And being simple, that's about what's in the process of happening. But Carl's had a whole lot of insight into this and has a whole bunch of interesting things to be saying as it comes together. Now, on November 22nd, I think, Carl's coming back and having another conversation with Jim. And so that would be a great one to come and listen to, because he's saying basically the consciousness of the shift has raised to a certain level, and now that creates more or less a platform for consciousness then to begin to do this next level. And so come listen to that conversation. That's my simple answer. But I think as I've watched it, it has been in that period of time as he's defined it, numbers of events have occurred. Could they be coincidental? Sure. But here's a guy that said these things are going to occur, and they occurred. And the shift is happening, and things are accelerating. So I can't really call it that Mayan calendar is what's making it all happen. I can't really say the shift is making it all happen. All I know is there is a transformation in every aspect of physical, emotional, mental consciousness that is moving to a place that is going to be different. And the appearance is, from everything that I know, is that level is going to be a state of being that is going to be respectful, co-creative, constructive, appreciative, and very much cooperation in building a society worldwide that will once again vibrate in what is known as the law of one. First will be the last will be the first, and it moves and flows in total balance. That's what is in process of occurring.
Jim, here's a question from Amy. Have any suggestions about tools on a good way to manifest the money for these courses? I know this may be a silly question, but I figured it wouldn't hurt to ask.
Well, you know, you've got a lot of tools in all those free classes that have been given. The purpose of those tools, much of them are level one and level two tools, and they are basically to give you the vibrational ability to step more into certainty rather than lack, more into capableness rather than doubt. And basically, when you begin to hold those vibrations and you start to resonate in those words, these words are virtually one of the most important parts of all this, is you beginning to create a vibrational frequency that holds your light, certain, capable, seniority, happy, gracious, being able to speak your truth without having to hide and back away. When you hold those words, see, it's not like you have to go and get an education. It's just hold those words as feelings. Then begin to say, this is what I wish to do, intention, and then hold your attention on the intention. And let the universe do the other 90% that delivers the money for the class or the whatever you want. But what happens is when you doubt yourself or keep stepping away from your desire, you keep getting over and over what you are asking for. I don't deserve, or I don't believe, or, oh, I hope, but I don't know what to do, poor me. All of those, I'm talking to everybody, all of those lesser vibrations get in the way of the universe giving you what you're desiring. The purpose of those words is to create a platform that doesn't require lots and lots of proof. It just gives you a place to stand out of the rain in a way that says, okay, now I'm getting drier. What would I like to experience? And so the platform and creative, but if you stand in victim, blame, guilt, all those kind of vibrations, I don't deserve, I'm not good enough, nobody's going to give it me what I want, then the universe just says, well, that's the vibration you want to live in, and I'll just keep giving you more of the same. So there is a transition that's required. There are no victims. That's a choice. That's my mother was a victim, so I'm going to be like my mother. That is completely unnecessary. These word structures, these platforms, and as a feeling, not an intellectual, okay, I'm certain. Nope, that doesn't do it. It's a feeling. It's an ownership. And then it's an intention and a belief that this is going to happen. And just hold your attention on it and don't put a timeline on it. Just kind of let it come. Keep holding your attention. What can you do to bring it about? You will begin to be presented with all kinds to align with that desire, whatever it is. Very mechanical process, but it requires you to step into it. And you now have the tools. That's what that last session of 8 classes was predominantly about. How do I become a creator? And I'm never going to talk to Jim again. How do I do it anyway? That was the purpose of those 8 sessions. You don't need me. You don't need Mastering Alchemy. You don't need level 1, 2, 3. You don't need any of that. You have enough tools in those free 8 classes to go about your business and become absolutely magnificent. Level 1, 2, 3 just gives you more opportunity to bring it about in different ways. Hope that helps.
Tim, here's a question from Eric in Kansas. Is the Schumann resonance playing a part in this shift?
Oh, yeah, very much. Schumann resonance is a vibration that basically the core of the Earth is resonating at. The interesting part is the core of the Earth isn't resonating there anymore. It's accelerating, and you're accelerating also. But yet it still plays a role because it's part of the transitionary piece. But the core vibrational levels are changing. The logic, the spiritual awareness in the past months, years, has been that Schumann resonance will begin to be where that zero point is, where time stands still, consciousness begins to be one, everything happens right there, zero point energy begins to be available to live on. All of that is very true, except it's been improved upon, expanded, recreated to even bring about something far grander than what most of us who held that Schumann resonance and all of the consciousness around it have believed. It's still very accurate, but take it up a number of notches, play in unlimited potentiality, and you're going to begin to see things occur on this earth very rapidly that you cannot even imagine. It's going to blow you away. And a lot of it has to do with that core vibration of the earth now stepping into a different dimensional configuration. Really exciting stuff.
Jim, I have 3 people here asking about how to connect with other MAers, and the way to do that is on our website. We have a forum, and if you log in, you'll see the forum pop up in the upper navigation, and you just click on that, and there's a topic that says connecting with other MAers. So go there, and then another option is we have a Facebook page, and we also have a Facebook, what's it called?
Twitter.
We have Twitter. There's another thing. We have a group, I guess, in Facebook. Sorry, I don't remember what that is. Anyway, there are several options to connect with other MAers. And, Jim, I have, I'm looking at the clock, and we're way over time, so I'm wondering if just one more question is okay?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, let's see. Here's a question from Alan. What about the people staying in the third dimension? Will they cease to exist?
I'm going to be very simple with this answer. It's a fabulous story, but nobody's going to stay in the third dimension. The third dimension is being dissolved. Now, the challenge here is, how do you hold your vibrational field? There will be a lesser, I'm going to use the concept of period of time, than would have occurred a number of years ago. There are numbers of stratas. Now, many of you heard me talk about this a different way. In the fourth dimension, there is an upper fourth dimension and there are stratas of conscious awareness. So let's just call it fourth dimension, eight stratas, or nine, and the neutral one is five. And so there's five, six, seven, eight, nine. And then you go into the fifth dimension. That's completely inaccurate, what I'm telling you, but it reference to how it works. There is also a four, one, two, three, four. There are people who will go into all of those stratas. The challenge will be that in the third dimension, you experience thoughts that have been thought and brought into physicalness. In the fourth dimension, there are far more thoughts thought that have never been brought into physical density. In the fourth dimension, the lower fourth dimension is the astral space. In the lower fourth dimension, in terms of biblical terms, it's referring to the astral space. But now just think about this. Let's go to the worst of the worst. People who find incest, rape, murder, domination, a cool way of life. You just had one die. Gaddafi is an individual who held those kind of beliefs. What happens is that kind of person has a very difficult time sleeping at night. Literally, studies have shown that. The reason being is when you go to sleep, you go right through that lower astral into higher levels of the astral, and then you go into the etheric and you go home. You do that every night. Every one of you do that every night. You've got a very worn pathway through the lower astral. You never even stop to check it out. You'll have side tracks in the higher part of the astral, and then you'll go into the higher etheric realms. That person who is that rape, murder, incest type of personality, when that person goes to sleep, when you go to sleep, if you hold in your space thoughts that are like, let's take the murder, rape, incest. When you pass through the astral, there are far more thoughts of rape, murder, incest that have been thought than ever have been acted out. Those thoughts that have been thought couple with emotions. So somebody who's excited about incest and rape and murder, there's an emotion that goes along with that thought. Every thought that has ever been thought that has not been fulfilled has a binding effect magnetically to all the other thoughts ever thought like it. So when you go to sleep with murder, rape, incest as an emotion, you pass through the lower astral because those kind of thoughts are the heaviest of thoughts. And you pass through that lower astral, and the reason that people that hold those physical thoughts don't like to go to sleep is magnetically they become bonded to all of the thoughts like them ever thought. But in those other thoughts, they are no longer in control of their thoughts, but they are driven by the thoughts that have been thought that have never been experienced. Now, if you were to apply a word to that, what word might you call that? In biblical terms, it was called hell. Being trapped in a vibrational, thought, emotional realm of the ugliest thoughts possible. There will be people that as the third dimension dissolves, that will wind up in that space. There will be people that will be in a strata one above it, two above it, three above it, four above it. There will be stratas of ugliness, and then less ugliness, and then less ugliness, and then kind of niceness, and then beauty and well-being, and butterflies, and little babies, and puppies. But there will be many in that third dimensional realm that as the third dimension goes away, they will be in that place. Now, this begins to be another interesting part of the story. How many people have you ever heard that define themselves as warriors of the light? I'm a warrior of the light. And then there are healers and teachers. and leaders. And that applies to many of you. And in some capacity of your absolute passion for all of humanity to rise into the light, there is an aspect of you, healer, and you, teacher, and you, warrior of light, that will not go all the way fully, completely into those higher dimensions, because you have a passion to make sure the one who is the murderer, raper, incest, leastless person, who now is in the fourth dimension where time is in present time, and instantaneously what you think is what you create. Would you like to be one of those people? However, there are many of you, now, if you're a warrior, don't take this as this is your assignment, because I'm just speaking in generalities. But some of you, this is your assignment. You have said, I will dig that person out from under that rock, because they're terrified to come out of that rock, because they only know their thoughts, and every time they think a thought, they get what they think instantaneously. Would you call that hell? And especially as a spirit that no longer is limited to a physical lifetime, but now lives in immortality. So there will be many of all of us that are committed to each of the brothers and the sisters. No matter how slimy their life was at this level, they are you and you are them. And they will be dug out from under the rock by the warriors and handed to the healers. And the healers will dust them up and put band-aids on them in the simplest of terms and hand them to the teachers. And the teachers will walk with them and give them great information, so they begin to build certainty and capable and seniority. They begin to be happy again. They learn graciousness and how to command their life. And then they'll be given to the leaders, so that they can turn around and lead others. That's what's going to happen to the third dimension and those who are traveling through this astral, etheric realms. And it's all part of what we are all committed to, because there's two parts of you. One is the total 100% commitment to your well-being and your personal spiritual growth. 100% your purpose. And 100% in service to others. It's that 100% in service to others that there are 400 people saying, put me in a room and let me match energy with everybody else, and let's bring in the archangels and the ascended masters and the lords of light and the Elohim, the great creators of the planets and the earth, and we will sit as the third leg of the triangle, the archangels, the ascended masters, and humanity, to create a new world. That's 11-11. That's 12-12. So great question to end this on, because how do you choose? Now see, that question is really about you, not about this whole last 2 hours. It's really about, this is a wonderful adventure that you're on. Whether you choose to play with me, irrelevant in real terms, but choose to play. This is a that has never been presented before, and you'll know that at some point consciously. But those tools that you just got, if you've taken level one, use them. If you've taken just those free classes, use those class tools. And if you want to play, come and play. You're very, very welcome. But this is what you are facing right here, the most wonderful of opportunities that you as a being have not seen this kind of choice for a long, long time. So, very great place to play. I'm grateful to you to let me kind of lay all that out to you. So if it's interesting, this would be a good time to think about the level two. February would be a good time to think about a level two if you have any desire to make that 12-12. And that's the purpose of giving you a choice here. So, with that, let me stop talking, which is new. And Thanks for coming. Thanks for playing. If you have questions, please ask. We're more than happy to try information that you can use to help yourself. So have a great day, evening, wherever you are, those of you around the world.